How long can it last? Those priest characters are starting to smolder now. They're going to start looking for some excuse to shut us down. Worry about finding another racket is sweet, not about making more beer faster. What?
What do you mean, what?
You got a grim look all of a sudden.
The Black Bird of Doom just walked in the front door. Willow twisted so he could see that end of the room. Sure enough, Blade had come home. Tall, lean, ebony, head shaved to a polish, muscles rippling with the slightest movement, he looked like some kind of gleaming statue. He looked around without approval. Then he strode to Willow's table, took a seat. The girls gave him the eye. He was as exotic as Willow Swan.
"Come to collect your share and tell us how lousy we are, corrupting these children?" Willow asked.
Blade shook his head. "That old spook Smoke's having dreams again. The woman wants you."
Shit.
Swan dropped his feet to the floor. Here was the fly in the ointment. The woman wouldn't leave them alone.
"What is it this time? What's he doing? Hemp?"
"He's a wizard. He don't need to do nothing to get obnoxious."
"Shit," Swan said again. "What do you think? We just do a fade-out here? Sell the rest of Cordy's rat piss and head back up the river."
A big, slow grin spread across Blade's face. "Too late, boy. You've been chosen. You can't run fast enough. That Smoke, he might be a joke if he was to open shop up where you came from. But around here, he's the bad boss spook pusher. You try to head out, you're going to find your toes tied in knots."
"That the official word?"
"They didn't say it that way. That's what they meant."
"So what did he dream this time? Why drag us in?"
"Shadow Masters. More Shadow Masters. Been a big meet at Shadow Catch, he says. They're going to stop talking and start doing. He says Moonshadow got the call. Says we'll be seeing them in Taglian territory real soon now."
"Big deal. Been trying to sell us that since the day we got here, practically."
Blade's face lost all its humor. "It was different this time, man. They're scared and scared, you know what I mean? And Smoke and the woman was the second kind this time. And it ain't just Shadow Masters they got on the brain now. Said to tell you the Black Company is coming. Said you'd know what that means." Swan grunted as if hit in the stomach. He stood, drained the beer Cordy had brought, looked around as if unable to believe what he saw.
"Damned foolest thing I ever heard, Blade. The Black Company? Coming here?"
"Said that's what's got the Shadow Masters riled, Willow. Said they're rattled good. This is the last free country north of them, under the river, and you know what's on the other side of Shadow Catch."
"I don't believe it. You know how far they'd have to come?"
"About as far as you and Cordy." Blade had joined Willow and Cordwood Mather 2,000 miles into their journey south.
"Yeah. You tell me, Blade. Who in the hell besides you and me and Cordy would be crazy enough to travel that far without any reason?"
"They got a reason, according to Smoke."
"Like what?"
"I don't know. You go up there like the woman says, maybe she'll tell you."
"I'll go. We'll all go. Just to stall. And first chance we get, we're going to get the hell out of Taglios. If they got the Shadow Masters stirred up down there..."